My name is Alan Whitney. Welcome to Excess Humanity on this 30th day of November 2017. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business, is built upon is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on the planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. There's also an IDH program links page on my site where you can locate links to many of the topics we discuss on the show. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my homepage. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of the homepage. It is now in its 9th edition. We keep adding to it as more info and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government, as does our Notice of Condition Precedent webpage. Well, tonight I am pleased to let you know I have an interesting guest. My guest is a good friend, as well as someone many are familiar with. Her name is Deborah Tavares. For quite a while, Deborah had her own show on the Rents Network. She has also been a guest as well as a guest host on many other internet radio shows. Deborah hosts several websites such as StopTheCrime.net and PrimaryWater.org. This past October, I got a call from Deborah in the wee hours of the morning informing me that there were horrific fires in close proximity to the homes of herself, her friends, and her loved ones. Tonight, Deborah is going to tell us about her experience with the worst fires in California history. She'll also shed some much-needed light on the federal government's effort to direct the cleanup and the rebuilding of Sonoma County, California. Well, good evening, Deborah.
Well, Al, thank you so much for having me on the program. And yes, this is going to be packed, so I hope that your listeners are taking a few notes, because this type of strategy is happening in every city, every town, not only in the United States but globally, the assault and attack with weather weapons. And we know this, and I would urge everyone, because I know we have limited opportunity to talk, but I would like to direct everyone to a YouTube that I did when I was on the program with Jeff Rentz back in the middle of 2015. That YouTube is The Plan to Burn Up Northern California. And briefly, what you can expect to see on that is evidence between the California Public Utility Commission and Pacific Gas and Electric, who is run by Rothschild, and the planned use of satellite and directed energy weapons such as lasers. And this is an email exchange between a total of six people. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time with the details of that. Just go to The Plan to Burn Up Northern California, because this plan is going to stretch in other areas across the country as well. But before we launch into the fires, Al, I really want to get an immediate health advisory out. It's SOS from California, because I'm not hearing it anywhere. And that is that in December, on December 13th of this year, 2017, there was a advisory from the California Public Health Department to limit cell phone use. And the reason I'm bringing this up right now is because this is a frequency issue, and this is ultimately going to lead into the recovery of the fire areas in California, the recovery of flood areas, tornadoes, etc. And I just wanted to tell you that, and all your listeners, that this has been kept secret and hidden for years. And the California Public Health Department finally released, after being told to do so by a law judge, a draft document outlining the health officials' concerns about cell phone radiation exposure. And why this is so important, as well as discussing the fires, is that everyone listening can take action now. What their recommendations are for us here, and we know that the cell phone frequencies have become brain addictive. And because of the addiction and holding back on this evidence for so long, people have dopamine effects when listening to people on the phone, the frequencies. And we know that now that it's an addiction, we're being warned by the California Public Health Department to limit our use and to keep in mind, though, that the public health departments want us fluoridated and vaccinated, all communities. So we have to know that they are also supportive of climate change and the global agenda of the misinformation of global warming and climate change. And this, I believe that this expose, or they're divulging this information, is a camouflage for the public health effects of the deployment of 5G and Wi-Fi in our homes and the hotspots, antennas, and cell towers throughout our neighborhoods. So just a public notice, everyone, do not have a cell phone against your ear. That is what the California Public Health Department is now telling us to do. We should put our phones down. Children under the age of 10 should not be near cell phones at all. We should not be putting cell phones by our bed, using them as alarms, etc. And we can give you some ideas. You can wrap them up in Mylar. If you're already addicted, which most people are, wrap them up in Mylar multiple times, which you just buy, for example, at Walmart in the camping department. And you can dial it from another phone, and likely you won't get a signal if you've wrapped it appropriately. But those cell phones, whether they're on airplane mode or whether they're off, they're radiating you. And this is one of the mind control techniques that is literally occurring now throughout the world. And Anita, I wanted to just, you know, I talked to you, Al, earlier about my travels over the past couple of years. We've gone to Russia and we've gone to South America just to see how embedded all of the assaults and attacks on us are elsewhere. And we found the same amount of weather manipulation in Russia. But the interesting thing there, because they had big fires about 5 years ago in Russia, huge fires, they had lots of deaths with the aging population and with the very young. And the Russian people, by and large, the ones we spoke to, know about the government's ability to manipulate the weather, because the Russian government does that to allow festivities on weekends, such as we were there in May when they were celebrating the return of Leningrad to St. Petersburg. And literally all of Russia is having festivities, and they're all aware that the weather is manipulated so that they can enjoy their outside events. So, you know, certainly most are not aware of the nefarious aspects of this global weather assault on all of us, but they know. As opposed to most people in the United States, they're not even aware, even though it was news when China was manipulating the weather for different sporting events, etc. We now know that the weather is being manipulated for the Winter Olympics. The snow in the Alps is turning to mud. We're just in a cataclysmic intentional change, and it's all being hidden around climate change. So I'm going to jump into the fires because this is just mind-boggling. Yes, on the evening of October the 8th, the winds were very severe here in Sonoma County, and they were very hot winds, very peculiar winds, and many people went to sleep. And around 1 a.m. in the morning, we were hearing that there were fires, and we got some calls to help with some evacuations. And so we were going into the Santa Rosa area where there were fires just racing down the hills towards the communities. And we assisted with evacuations. There were hundreds and hundreds of people trying to flee the fires. The roads were congested. There was havoc. And when we returned to further help with evacuations a day or so later, because the fires were still raging, we saw DEA, FBI, and FEMA agents walking on the streets in some of the neighborhoods, Al, and I walked over to one. They reminded me of the militia that I saw when we covered the Bundy Ranch assault on the Bundys. And armed, they had small identifications on them. I walked up to one, I took a cell phone picture, and he asked me not to, and I said, well, I did. And I asked him what he was doing, and he says, well, they were part of an advisory team to request that people evacuate. That area had not yet been under mandatory fire evacuation. But what they were doing on the houses that they were, removing people out of, they were putting bright pink tape on the faces of the curbs around that home's address. Because I asked them, what are you doing with this pink tape? And they said, well, they're identifying the empty houses. And they were telling us to leave. And, of course, it was an advisory evacuation, so we were not forced to leave with our family members, but they did leave. The smoke was so severe. The ash was extreme. And as a result of the heavy ash and soot, many people have had nosebleeds, particularly the first week of the fires, nosebleeds, severe asthma. The health ramifications... Yes.
Deborah, did you see evidence when you were there, because it might have been going on at that time, of these laser weapons... striking houses? Did you see that?
No. I saw what looked like transformers, electrical transformers exploding, and we could hear the pops. I did not see some of the lasers that I'm hearing other people talk about, but certainly in the documents that we have between the California Public Utility Commission and PG&E, they talk about those weapons. And, of course, the California Public Utility Commission, Rothschild seated, and Rothschild also runs Southern California Edison under Edison International, which would include the types of fires that we're now seeing in the Ventura area, in the Hollywood area. In fact, something interesting, for those listening, you may have heard about the threat to the J. Paul Getty Museum off of the 405 freeway in the Hollywood area. Much of that Mulholland area there, that well-known area, was built on a landfill. And methane, of course, comes out of that area. And they built on all of that. I'm going to jump ahead right now and talk about, well, I'm going to back into the beginnings and what happened, what we started seeing in the newspapers right after the fire, Al. The front page of a local paper called The Bohemian had an aerial drop. It showed a tanker dropping fire retardant over part of the burning area in Sonoma County during the fires. And the front page has this colorful picture of this tanker dropping all the red fire retardant. And under it, it says, climate changed. Global warming presents a new era of fire danger. So we're talking within days of the fire. We're getting PSYOPs media. I'm going to read you some of the things that they're now telling the people. They say, I don't see this as a city or state negligence, but a chilling testament that we live in a different era of fire danger. The climate has changed, and so have the risks. This is a terrifying new normal. And they go on to talk about how they know that the Northern California climate has changed. A climate scientist in Stanford University has said that that's different than when a lot of what we've had on the landscape was designed and built. So they're blaming our current building standards and landscaping on the exponential effect of these fires. And we're going to get into that, Al, as we discuss the rebuilding and how this is shaping the dialogue. They talk about how rising temperatures also led to less snowfall in the Sierra and earlier melting of the snow. They continue to talk about climate change. We're lucky to have a man here in Sonoma County by the name of Richard Heinberg. He's a fellow at the Post Carbon Institute. It's a nonprofit think tank that focused on climate change and sustainability issues. And he lives in Santa Rosa and was actually evacuated the first night of the fire.
I know.
Well, his house was spared. But he goes on to talk about the impacts of global warming and climate on California, and he says it's clear global warming has the impacts now on California. And he says, the research shows that increased CO2 in the atmosphere leads to rapid but less viable plant growth and more fuel for fire. Of course, we all know that greenhouses pump CO2 in the greenhouses to cause vegetation to flourish. Nowhere is there any conversation, nor should we ever expect there to be at this point, about the heavy, heavy weather manipulation that we see over our skies nearly on a daily basis. And I will add one thing right now. During and after the fires, the chemtrails were extremely heavy, and the vellum was held down very low, which meant that the dispersion of all of the toxins were held down low, and it spread all the way down to San Francisco.
Wow.
And people, as I said earlier, were getting nosebleeds, very sick. Many people fled out to the coast. And because we have a very interesting dynamic here, because we're in quote-unquote the wine country, the addiction capital of the world, with all the wine and breweries and now the legalizing of recreational pot, people were trying to find housing. And most of the homes and a lot of the units in this area now are vacation rentals. And so there is no housing. There was no housing before the fires. And now we have people dispersing miles and miles away or doubling up in rooms because there is no housing. Now, I had family members that lost their homes in the Fountain Grove area. That's where many of you listening may recall that the Hilton Hotel was lost, the famous iconic Round Barn was lost, and that neighborhood was lost. It's called Fountain Grove. We now call it Fountain Grave. It is diabolical when you drive through there and you see the enormity of the weapons assault on this community. Large areas in a smaller area that leaked, that when the fire jumped Fountain Grove, burned the Hilton Hotel down, and jumped the 101 freeway, and burned down an area called Coffee Park. Many of you may have heard of it. 1,500 homes were lost. And it is unbelievable to look at. I'm going to throw this in right now. We've driven through those areas, and it rained about a week after the fires. We got enough rain to, right after they just started the removal of the debris. And Al, something else diabolical is on the heels of the fire. And I will continue with the fire, but I have to throw this in. We were noticing as FEMA was digging out all of the footings and foundations, all concrete on those lots. They were scooping out the soil, about 12 to 18 inches of soil and foundations were removed, leaving scooped out areas that filled with water that looked like pools, ponds, throughout the neighborhood after the very first rain. And we attended a mosquito vector control meeting, and they said that mosquito larva is occurring much earlier this season because now we're in a drought, and they expect large mosquito problems this coming year, and they're very, very concerned about the West Nile virus. So okay. Very likely on top of all the poisons and toxins,
Hang on, Deborah. We're going to go to break, and we'll come back shortly.
I had diabetic neuropathy. The extenovite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but...
Defense of Humanity. This is Al Whitney. We're talking to Deborah Taveras, who actually lives in Sonoma County, California, and she's been explaining to us in detail not only the experience of the fire, but strange goings-on that kind of make you wonder that instead of helping the people, they are doing more harm than good. Go ahead, Deborah. You were talking about the warnings for West Nile.
Yes, well, because we're anticipating, the vector control is anticipating an enormous mosquito outbreak. Because we have a lot of pools and saunas and divots and a lot of the scooping out that FEMA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is doing, which they should not be doing, by the way, on the lands, and I'll talk about that in a minute, is causing tremendous mosquito habitat. And the grave concern for West Nile virus. And so we can expect poisons now on top of all the toxins from all the burned up debris, which, by the way, we have dump trucks going by the hundreds back and forth every day to our local landfill and to rock quarries. They're hauling out all of the concrete debris to the rock quarries to reuse. And they said it was highly toxic and that EPA would approve the toxic levels. And we know that we've talked, Al, before about the concern of the use of sludge from water treatment plants and how they put that back into society as for fertilizers. They're going to be dousing us yet again with heavy poisons and toxins. But I wanted to say, okay, so we're talking about the fires here in Northern California that killed 43 people and destroyed 8,900 structures across 245 acres of scorched land.
Wow.
And this is at last count. And
oh,
I want
God.
To talk to you about a couple of stories that are unbelievable. Many of you may have heard that a number of people that were not aware, could not get out of their homes in time, fled to their swimming pools, where several couples died. One couple survived, treading water in their pool. But near in the northern county, because there were many, multiple fires, we're talking 30 different fires started, and they're called the Nuns and the Pocket and the Tubbs and the Atlas fires, and they were raging everywhere. And about an hour and a half north of us, friends lost their ranches and farms. And there was a family in that area that was running from the flames on foot, their son, daughter, and the mother and father. They couldn't run fast enough. The son was killed in the fires but in his attempt to escape. The daughter was extremely badly burned and later died. The mother and father, at last account, were in separate hospitals recovering from very, very serious fire burns. These fires were very, very fast, and even the fire departments and those involved in fighting the fires were saying they've just never seen anything like this. Well, any of us that know about what they're spraying on us, the aluminum, strontium, barium, etc., really heats up the combustibility and causes these ferocious fires. And it was interesting because right after the fires, on the front page of the San Francisco Chronicle, they said disease to trees are pointed at the fires. And they talked about sudden oak death and that this helped to spread the fires. Well, let me talk to you quickly about sudden oak death. That is all part of the elimination and deforesting that is part of what they're doing overhead with spraying. And UC Berkeley heads these programs that they have about sudden oak death, and they're actually going to neighborhoods to have people report any trees that look like they are diseased with this, and this is the geoengineering consequences and causing the sudden oak death, and I talk about that a bit in the plan to burn up Northern California, so I won't belabor that. But I do want to get into the warnings of other people during the federal agencies moving in to help.
Okay, hold on, Deborah, because we're going to be going. I prefer you wait and not get interrupted. We're coming up to a break any minute.
When we return, we're going to talk about the debris removal and how it was a unified federal agency assault on our county to get involved in forced debris removal.
Okay. People might want to also go to anticorruptionsociety.com and read the article that I put up in September, Federally Funded Research on Biospecimens Seek to Avoid Informed Consent. And the agencies involved in these clandestine research programs are all over the board: Department of Homeland Security, Department of Energy, National Aeronautics, Department of Commerce, Social Security Administration, Department of Housing. It goes on and on. This is well organized. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back in about 5 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746.
Welcome back to Defense of Humanity. This is Anine L. Whitney, and I'm speaking to Deborah Tavares tonight, and we're getting a lot of excellent information about both weather warfare, which has been ongoing for many years, as well as how the federal corporation sends its employees into these areas, which is kind of shocking. Of course, that's not covered in the newspaper, huh, Deborah? It's not on the news either.
Well, it's absolutely not, Al, and I'm just going to throw this in. After the evacuations were lifted and people wanted to return to their homes that were gone, there were debris removal right of entry permits that they were encouraged to sign. So they were being scooped in to the removal of their foundations. Now, we can talk about that because many of the insurance carriers don't replace a lot of that removed material. So the rebuilding costs are going to be exponentially more than what the inadequate coverage is going to return to homeowners anyway. We're in major trouble here. We're not going to become viable as we were, and there are no intentions to go in that direction either, and we'll cover that. But it's important to know that most of the foundations were undamaged, and the footings and drilled piers were undamaged, and that they were not needing to remove all of the concrete. Because one of the builders that is really well known around here was on the planning department. He's been in the area for 40-some-odd years. He was very much involved in the Valley Fire, which happened a few years ago. And he has been warning people to not allow FEMA or the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to get in there and excavate so deeply the fragile hillsides and lots, particularly since we're going into winter. And he was talking about, and of course anyone listening can recognize this is not good public policy, but why are they doing it? They've sent the California Office of Emergency Services in here as a cavalry. And
Deborah, say that.
They sent the California Office of Emergency Services in here. It's a cavalry. And they claim to be assisting our communities. But what they're actually doing is the policies that they're doing. Their requirements that all concrete foundations on all sites be completely removed, and in most cases, footings and drilled piers that remain undamaged. And they shouldn't be doing that. As I said, we're going into winter. And what happened in the Lake County fire, it was 2 years later that homeowners were getting billed differential cost of what their insurance would not pay. For an example, the invoices of demolition of the foundations and debris removal in excess of what their insurance provided, the taxpayers picked up to $70,000 per lot in Lake County because they removed more than necessary. In many cases, when they removed this debris on their own, they spent far less, and then they had money left over for their rebuilds. But now they're recommending that the majority of insured homeowners not sign the right to enter. But sadly, most people have, because when you look at that contractual agreement for your own debris removal, to take it upon your own initiative.
Okay, we're losing.
I'm sorry?
We're losing you. Are you on speakerphone? You may want to pick up the receiver.
I am not on speakerphone, and so I will just keep going. The bottom line here is that people are being exploited yet again with the recommendation to remove all concrete, particularly underground, and with the additional amount of cost for excavation. But what I want to talk about now, besides the fact that we're being hijacked by government agencies that are riding into town, we have an ex-FEMA head that has been named to lead the wide country fire rebuilding effort. And it's important to understand who this guy is. He ran the Federal Emergency Management Agency under Bill Clinton. And his focus as the head of the North Bay rebuild will be squeezing federal money, state and local dollars, we're talking tax dollars, to the last penny so that everybody can build back better and safer and build back with more resiliency than ever before. So we're going to talk about what resiliency means. But this guy was appointed. He lives in Arkansas, and he's going to be out here for the duration, as long as it takes to get us back on our feet. And again, here's what he also does, and this is diabolical, and everyone that is involved in any emergency weather events, because most of us will be at some point, some type of weather event, that is how they are bringing about what we've previously called UN Agenda 21 cities. They're now calling them resilient cities so that we can recover from the trauma and all of the weaponized weather assaults on our properties. But here is what this guy is doing. He headed FEMA in the 90s, but more recently founded a corporation called EB5 Global Management, an LLC, which seeks to capitalize on a controversial U.S. law that grants fast-track permanent resident status to foreign nationals in exchange for large investments in American development projects. The company has offices in Washington, D.C., Little Rock, Arkansas, where he's from, and he was registered in Delaware in August of 2015. His firm accomplishes this goal by coordinating investment of foreign capital into development projects that are located within the United States in conformity with the requirements of the Green Visa Card program. And where foreigners are granted investment, and if they invest $500,000 in areas of high unemployment or devastation, or at least $1 million everywhere else, they are guaranteed in exchange for those investments 10 full-time jobs for every $1 million invested. And the program has been used to finance hotels, retail space, housing projects, many Las Vegas casinos, and most recently in San Francisco, the Treasure Island redevelopment project now underway.
And, Deborah, hold on. Ken, I can hear you. Ken, you're bleeding through.
Ken? I'm sorry?
Hold on. I can hear Ken talking. Ken, are you bleeding through for the broadcast or just me? Okay. I'm sorry, Deborah. I could hear Ken talking.
Okay, well, let's stay on with this because this is really important for all the listeners to hear. What occurs after devastation and who comes in? The criminals are coming in that perpetrated the crimes in the first place to assist in your recovery process. And that is the bottom line of what I am saying. I'm naming a few of the criminals here, but they're the same criminals throughout the nation and in most other weaponized weather warfare assaults and targeting us throughout the country and all over the world. But I want to say and want to talk about the resilient cities because all of these people are using the word resilient cities, and it's extremely important for people to understand. And I may need to do another show with you, Al, to go into the ultimate behind the resilient cities because they're corralling us into these smart cities, which everyone now knows about, but now they're calling them resilient cities. This is for trauma-based mind control. These are encampments. These smart cities will eliminate free will and capture our minds with frequencies. And why do I say that? Because the cell towers and all of the hidden frequency arrays that are built into exterior building attractive attachments on outside of buildings in columns, they hide these arrays. And we know that they can change the mood in cities. They can alter our ability to think. And a few years ago, on the WhiteHouse.gov website, our research team found a document, and it was entitled Realizing the Full Potential of Government-Held Spectrum to Spur Economic Growth, and it's anything but that. And it was from the Advisory and Science Technology Council, and this document was dated July 20th of 2012. So for everyone listening, you can see this document on a YouTube we put up after we interviewed Barry Trower, a very well-respected expert on microwave warfare out of England. We went up to Portland and did an interview with him. It's on YouTube. It's entitled The Cooking of Humanity. And in this document, that's very small, by the way, it shows a map of the United States and the intention to increase the frequencies exponentially throughout the country and along the entire coastline everywhere. So we're under electromagnetic mind control assault with these resilient cities. That's what's behind this because, and we were talking about this earlier, Al, everyone's talking about those that believe in climate change are saying, well, there's just too many people using too much stuff. Well, that's genocide. If yes. there's too many people, and we've got to get rid of them.
Well, and when you and I first met, we were both heavily familiar. We were intimately familiar with silent weapons for quiet war. And
absolutely.
right in there, and that came out in 1979, they admitted that what they were engaged with was genocide and slavery.
Absolutely. Well, we are enslaved. We are enslaved. Sadly, we have been captured in many ways. The media is a complete psyops. In the NASA war document that I have up on YouTube, I would invite everybody to take a listen to the NASA war document on YouTube, where we explain the intention of the scientists and the use of frequencies. And they admit on page 50 of the NASA war plan, the effects of low-powered microwaves, and also there's an Army, a Walter Reed Army document that says, in fact, they know that the frequencies are dangerous. This is why it's so outrageous that the California Public Health Department would come out now after they've created the addiction of frequencies and the dopamine effect on cell phones. When
yes.
we interviewed Barry Trower, he said cell phones are weapons. They are weapons. They track,
yes.
monitor, and cause brain entrainment. You can hardly talk to anybody when you walk through your communities because everyone is brain entrained on their cell phone. But on page 50 of the NASA war document, it says that there will be behavioral detriments and seizures and gross alterations of brain function and increased brain blood flow, and it will cause lethality. So they admit to all of this. There are documents, patents, and now we're being corralled into these resilient cities for mass mind control. So there, you will not hear that in any of the agendas for mass mind control. But that is in fact the goal of mass mind control. And when we talk to the targeted individuals all over the world and millions of targeted people throughout the United States that are talking about the voice-to-skull technology that has been launched on them, the gang stalking, these people are harassed, tortured, and traumatized, many of them 24/7, 365. And this is all aimed at all of us. And right now, just as we're talking, Al, people will say, well, we're crazy. But they're in the conspiracy. And I was on Dr. Stan Monteith's radio show many times, and he always said, it's reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And it is such. It is reality, not the illusion or delusion, and the effects of brain entrainment and propaganda. And we're in serious, serious trouble with the mind control that has already been beta tested. Testing is over with mind control, flat out over. And that is what these resilient cities are ultimately about. It's brain entrainment for total mind enslavement.
Well, you have to question.
Put aside the idea.
Deborah.
I'm sorry.
You yes. have to question. I don't believe it's 100% because I listen to too many programs and they're all speaking their mind still. In other words, why can you still talk? Why are you not being subjected to it?
Well, we are.
Well,
certainly, I will tell you how.
We were out. Fine, and just now for a whole. You know, you didn't seem to be under mind control tonight.
Well, these weapons are turned off and on, and I will tell you often how they do it. And an example of that, and everyone can see it on YouTube, we were out protesting out in front of the gates at Bohemian Grove a few years ago, and a cameraman was up there, and I was explaining facts and how the Grove entrance looked and how it had changed because they had changed the configuration of the entrance up to the Grove to minimize cars parking along the roadside. And as he was following my hand as I was talking about the parking inside the gates, two Bohemian Grove officials appeared sneaking behind the trees, their head poked out, and they had what I thought at first were cameras. But there were about five of us. Lorraine Murray was there, and many others were suddenly, one person felt like they needed to fall asleep immediately. My results was I immediately felt unclear. I couldn't think. I didn't know what had happened. Someone else got an immediate stomach ache, and everyone knew that we had been hit by weapons. And I was also, along with another person that was talking at Dr. Stan's conference, his last conference that he gave before he passed away, we were hit with frequencies with directed energy weapons there as well. And I will explain that in a little more detail after the break.
Okay, we'll be back shortly. We'll be taking calls in the second hour.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Thank you.
Against Humanity. We will take calls in the second hour, but first, the next 5 minutes or so, Deborah kind of wants to finish explaining what she started. The number is, in case you people don't know it, 1-800-313-9443. Okay, Deborah, continue. You were on.
Thank you. Yes, I do want to wrap up the conversation on the use of frequencies for ultimate mind control, and it is much more than that. And I can tell you that more and more people throughout this country are going to experience what targeted individuals have been trying to tell all of us for years. Voice-to-skull technology is real, and gang stalking and destroying lives so you cannot work is real. Not being able to rent a house and becoming homeless is part of the crime. And I would love to do a complete program with you, Al, on this. But I'm going to read this excerpt that comes from a lecture in New York City in the winter of 1994. And it says, quote, "Therefore, 1995 will be the year where massive doses of electronic mind control programming, thought intrusion, and brain biogenetic manipulations will commence in large scale. These projects are no longer experimental. They are fully operational, and field testing is over. The entire arsenal of frequencies will be unloaded on the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Mexico. That's the first stage, and they name the programs Buzzsaw, Videodrome, and Subliminals, and Sonic Pulses, Holograms, Visions, Voices, and Strange Psychokinetic Phenomenon. They say to beware, and this is what you need to watch out for. This is important information. Beware of TVs, computers, movies, radios, and phones. Also books, magazines, newspapers, and printed advertisements and posters will also contain the encrypted hidden subliminal holograms. I think if those of you that have looked at some of the Disney cartoons, you see a lot of hidden holograms in those as well. I'm adding this right now. But continuing the quote, in addition to the obvious programming for commercial consumerism and marketing reason behind all the subliminals and electronically compressed information in movies.
Okay, we're going to
break. I'm hearing a break coming up.
Yes.
Hold on.
Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.